This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Chinese fighter jets briefly crossed a sensitive median line of the Taiwan Strait as China began drills around Taiwan. It angered President Tsai Ing-wen's meeting with the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
The three-day drills announced the day after Tsai returned.
Debates were widely expected after China condemned the meeting in Los Angeles. Chinese state media released what it said was footage of the drills, showing warships at sea and fighter jets refueling in the air. Reuters could not authenticate when or where the material was shot. A Chinese warship in seas facing the Taiwan Strait also began live fire drills.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. North Korea's state agency says there's been another test of what it describes as an underwater nuclear attack drone. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Korean Central News Agency said the drone was put into the sea off the country's east coast on the 4th of April. According to the agency, it traveled around for over 71 hours before detonating its warhead just outside a port also on the east coast. The first test of the underwater drone was reported by North Korea in late March. The news of the drone comes after consistent objections from Pyongyang over joint U.S. and South Korean and Japanese military exercises. I'm Karen Chamas.
Chinese health officials have defended their search for the source of the COVID-19 virus and lashed out at the World Health Organization after its leader said Beijing should have shared genetic and other information earlier. The director of the China Center for Disease Control and Prevention said the WHO comments were offensive and disrespectful. He said researchers actively shared research results. First human cases were detected in Wuhan in central China in late 2019. This is VOA News. More than 30 children were reunited with their families in Ukraine this weekend after an operation to bring them back home from Russia or Russian-occupied Crimea, where they allegedly had been taken from areas occupied by Russian forces during the war. More from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Kyiv estimates nearly 19,500 children have been taken to Russia or Russian-occupied Crimea since Moscow's invasion in what it condemns as illegal deportations. But Moscow, which controls areas of Ukraine's east and south, denies abducting children and says they have been transported away for their own safety. The humanitarian group Save Ukraine, which worked to bring the children back home, said no one in Russia was trying to help reunite the children with their parents. During a news conference on Saturday, a child brought back from Russia last month said he and others were told every day that their parents had rejected them.
The governor of the U.S. state of Texas is seeking to pardon for a man convicted of murder. VOA's Marissa Melton explained why.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said Saturday he's seeking the pardon of an Uber driver convicted of murder just a day earlier in the July 2020 shooting death of a man at a Black Lives Matter protest in downtown Austin, Texas. In a post on Twitter, Abbott said he will pardon Daniel Perry, age 37, who's also a U.S. Army sergeant, as soon as a request from the parole board hits his desk. Abbott noted that the governor can grant pardons only on the recommendation of the state's Board of Pardons and Paroles, but as governor, he is allowed to request pardons. The case hinged on whether the shooting was in self-defense. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Burkina Faso's government said that at least 44 people were killed by Islamic extremists and multiple attacks in the country's north. The government said Saturday that insurgents attacked the two villages in Sino province. The West African nation has been overrun by militant violence linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group that has killed thousands and displaced 2 million people over 6 years. Fighting has frustrated the population, leading to two military coups last year, with each junta leader vowing to stem the attacks. But the violence is intensifying and spreading as militants blockade villages, preventing hundreds of thousands of people from moving freely. Isolated communities in northeast Brazil faced difficulties Saturday due to the heavy rains that flooded the streets of a state. Footage showed people transporting themselves and their belongings on boats and gas stations were closed due to the lack of gas. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.